Do you know about Ganesh? Ganesh, also spelled as Ganesha, is one of the best known and most worshipped deities in Hinduism.
Devi Devta, Manav, Danav, Yaksha Kinnar, Rushimuni, Sur, Asur, Patal Akash, Devlok, Naglok, Astra, Shastra, Yantra, Mantra and Tantra. Mythology in the Modern World, Dev Gatha, a new series by Gatha Story.
Ganesh is born of divine parents and is himself a divine being. According to the Hindu mythology, in the snow-capped mountain Kailash, Lord Shiv and Goddess Parvati, the divine couple, live with their two divine children, Ganesh and his brother Kartik, also known as Kartikeya. This is the tale of those days when both Ganesh and Kartik were very young. Ganesh, being the eldest son, was full of patience and wisdom. Kartik, on the other hand, was impish and playful, just like some of you. But both of them were intelligent and powerful. The two brothers had much difference in their physique. While Ganesh had a massive body with a big belly and an elephant's head, young Kartik was a beautiful boy with strong limbs. They were kind to everybody and were loved by all. Lord Shiv and Goddess Parvati loved their two children, and they, in turn, were devoted to their parents. The devs, or the deities, were pleased with the lovely divine children and they worshipped them. But one day, as the devs talked about the qualities of the brothers, a doubt arose in the mind of one of them.
"Who is wiser of the two brothers?"
he asked the others.
"Ganesh or Kartik?"
Soon this doubt spread to all the devs. All of them were talking and expressing their opinion about the matter. But no one could surely decide upon the matter. As they racked their brains to solve the issue, suddenly a dev got an idea.
"I know whom to ask,"
said he. As others looked at him curiously, he continued.
"Lord Brahma, he is the creator of the world. He should know the answer. So let's ask him. He can surely solve this doubt."
Without any more delay, the devs rushed to Brahma and asked their creator about their doubt. Brahma was surprised to see all the deities together.
"Such a pleasant surprise. What brings you here?"
The devs told Brahma about their doubt.
"O Lord Brahma, who is the wiser brother?"
asked they.
"Ganesh or Kartik?"
"Alas, I do not know,"
replied Brahma.
"I am the creator of mankind, not divine beings, you know. Ganesh and Kartik were born to the celestial gods Shiv and Parvati."
The devs were disappointed. Even Brahma didn't know. Then they would not be able to have an answer after all. Looking at their glum faces, Lord Brahma decided to help them.
"It is true that I do not know who is the wiser of the two young gods," he thought. "But I can probably find it out with the help of my son Narad."
Narad, the son of Lord Brahma, was a mischievous sage who was famous for creating disputes. Wherever he went, he created trouble. But if he got away with all his pranks and without getting cursed, it was only because the trouble he caused usually ended on a happy note. Do keep that in mind.
"Narad, help the devs find the answer to their question,"
said Brahma after explaining the problem.
"Certainly, father,"
replied Narad, and his eyes twinkled naughtily, smelling an opportunity to play a prank. Using his magical powers, Narad swiftly flew over the white mountains of Kailash and in no time arrived at the divine abode of Shiv and Parvati. He was warmly welcomed by the heavenly couple. Narad praised the Lord.
Oh, Shiv, savior of the universe. Oh, Devi Parvati. I thank you for your warm welcome. It is indeed a pleasant joy and an honor to see you both together as the divine couple.
Now everyone knew about Narad's mischievous nature. Shiv understood that Narad was up to some mischief.
Now tell us the truth. I can sense some mischief brewing in your mind. What is the prank you are planning to play on us?
He said jokingly. Narad pretended to be hurt.
Aww, you greatly insult me, Lord Shiv. I have just come here to give you a gift,
he said in a sorrowful voice.
A gift? For me? What is it, Narad?
Asked Lord Shiv. Narad, hearing the eagerness in Shiv's voice, smiled to himself in amusement. He produced a golden mango and gave it to the Lord.
A mango?
Exclaimed Shiv.
Now, don't say you have traveled all the way here to give me this fruit.
It is no ordinary fruit, my lord,
Narad replied.
The taste of this fruit is said to be sweeter than nectar. This is the divine fruit of knowledge that bestows eternal wisdom to those who eat it.
Is it so?
Asked Shiv, looking at the mango. He then asked his wife Parvati to have a bite.
No, stop, stop, cried Narad. What are you doing?
Lord Shiv looked at Narad curiously.
Why? Do you want me to eat it without letting Parvati taste it? I am going to share it with her.
Saying so, he turned to share the fruit with his wife, Goddess Parvati. Narad shook his head in disagreement.
That cannot be done, Lord Shiv. It is a magical fruit, blessed by the sages and the devas. It is not possible to cut the mango into pieces. It should be eaten by a single person as a whole fruit.
The divine couple looked at each other. They were confused. Then Lord Shiv shrugged.
If that is the case, let my better half have this fruit. Here, Parvati, you can have this whole mango,
he said, offering the mango to his wife. Parvati was surprised.
Oh no, I don't want it. You are my husband. How can I eat it without you having a taste of it?
She refused. Both Lord Shiv and Narad requested her to eat the fruit, but Parvati steadily declined.
Instead, let one of our children have the fruit,
she suggested.
But how is that possible?
Asked Narad slyly.
There is one fruit and two children. Who should be given the fruit? Ganesh or Karthik?
While the elders were talking, Ganesh and Karthik appeared. They saw that their parents and sage Narad were having some serious talk on something. Then Karthik noticed something yellow and round in Narad's hand.
What is Uncle Narad having in his hand?
Karthik asked Ganesh. Ganesh was equally curious.
Ah, this is a magical mango, Karthik.
Narad replied as he heard Karthik's question.
I gave it to your father, but he wanted your mother to eat it. But she won't have it. She wants to give it to one of you.
A magical mango? I love mangoes!
Shouted Kartik. I want it! I want it!
No, no! It should come to me! I love mangoes too! I am the eldest son and the right one to eat the fruit of knowledge!
Argued Ganesh. Soon, the brothers started fighting. The divine parents were perplexed. This is nothing but a mountain out of a molehill. Lord Shiv looked at Narad.
So, this is why you came to Kailash. I knew it. I knew there was something in your mind. Well done, Narad. You have finally played the trick. This is why you came here. But now that you've created trouble, please solve it. You decide to whom the mango should go.
He said firmly. Narad was delighted that his plan was working so well.
Why don't we have a competition to settle the matter?
He said with a twinkle in his eye. The children agreed to Narad's suggestion. Lord Shiv thought over the matter.
All right then,
said he.
We'll have a contest. Whoever of you goes around the world 3 times and returns first will get the fruit.
He said to his children. Hearing this, Kartik immediately mounted his vehicle, the peacock. His brother Ganesh was slow. Kartik laughed to himself in glee. He was very certain that he would win. Ganesh too understood that his vehicle, the mouse, could not compete with the peacock's speed. So he thought for a moment. Suddenly, he got an idea. Ganesh smiled to himself. Kartik flew around the world, stopping at all the temples and sacred spots on the way and offering his prayers. To his astonishment, he found Ganesh at every major stop. Kartik was puzzled. How did Ganesh manage to be so fast? The reason was the razor-sharp intelligence and the great wisdom of Ganesh. Back in Kailash, Ganesh remembered that his parents, Shiv and Parvati, represented the entire universe. Without delay, the young elephant-headed god walked around his parents with great devotion, folding his hands.
Why are you circling us, Ganesh?
Asked Lord Shiv.
I am your son. And me, you two make up my whole world. Why should I go further to win the contest?
Replied Ganesh. Shiv was pleased with his son's smart answer and gave the magical fruit to him. When Kartik returned after his voyage, he understood what had happened and accepted the superiority of his clever brother Ganesh. The devs found the answer to their doubt. They praised and blessed Ganesh. Narada chuckled to himself. His father had praised him too. So did the devs. This is the story of Ganesh Chaturthi. Why don't you let us know how you celebrate this festival? Send us a picture of you eating a sweet or maybe performing a puja on Ganesh Chaturthi.
Did you like today's story? If so, we would love to hear your feedback. You can leave a review on your favorite podcasting app or website, or visit devgatha.com where you can leave us a message in audio, video or text. You can listen to many such stories in English, Hindi and soon in many other languages.